8 weeks ago, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf proposed a $32.3 billion budget for the new fiscal year. That's $800 million more than the current year's budget. This week, House Republicans introduced their own budget, $31.5 billion. It replaces Wolf's proposed $1 billion in new tax revenues with cuts to many spending areas, including corrections and human services. The House Appropriations Committee approved the GOP version along party lines. Governor Wolf spoke with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.
Governor Wolf, let's start with your reaction to their budget plan.
I think, you know, it's an opening conversation, and we're closer than we've ever been before, and I applaud them for doing this early. There are a couple things clearly that we need to talk further about. I really applaud them for supporting my call for a $100 million increase in basic education and a $25 million increase in special education. But I'm concerned that they're gutting $50 million from what I proposed on early childhood education. I applaud them for trying to do a lot of things to help me streamline government. There are just some things that we need to work through, and I'm sure we will.
Their proposal cuts nearly $350 million more from health and human services. How are you afraid this might impact the services that are needed in communities across the state?
One of them is child care, and that I think is going to affect families who are trying to make ends meet with jobs. And if we want our citizens to be able to work and to make a real contribution to our economy, we've got to make sure they have access to the services they need to do that, and child care is one of those. So that's one of the things. I don't think the argument is that they're not necessary as much as maybe there's a more efficient way to deliver these services. So before we go asking Pennsylvania families to stop using child care services, maybe we ought to ask corporations to pay their fair share, like a severance tax. This is the third year I proposed a tax. You know, we're the only major gas producing state in the United States that doesn't have a severance tax.
House Republican Leader Reid said their budget needs about $800 million worth of new revenue. Quote, we're open to a discussion on those items, but do you really think it's going to come from a severance tax? There doesn't seem to have been any taste over the last 3 years among Republicans for a shale severance tax.
Yeah, and I don't know why that is, because it's something that I think the majority of Pennsylvanians support, and I think it would pass in both chambers with Republican and Democratic support. The tax I'm proposing would actually give 100% credit for the impact fee that's already being paid by the gas industries.
Representative Reid also said that from that $800 million in additional revenue that he believes is needed, a significant portion of that will come from expansion to liquor sales or gambling. Can you really get a good chunk of that amount through those two sources?
Yeah, that's a conversation that we'll have to have. I don't understand how he comes up with the numbers he comes up with. And I understand that's what he's saying, but I just haven't seen any evidence that we can do that.
When we spoke in February, the day before you actually unveiled your budget, you talked about closing loopholes as a way to get some additional revenues to make corporations pay their fair share. Have you had any reaction from Republican leaders?
It's been muted. And I think there are a few other taxes that I propose that businesses pay sales tax on stock software but don't pay it on custom software. Why is that? When you and I go to the store and buy Windows, we pay a sales tax on that. Businesses don't have to pay it when they get custom software. It just seems like that's a loophole.
Now we're in early April. What is your attitude right now? Can we have a budget that might meet the needs that you outlined in early February?
Well, I don't see why we can't. I understand that there are games that people play, but I basically put together a budget that addresses the deficit, that actually funds things that Pennsylvanians think are important. I think that there is every reason for this to be acceptable to both the Republicans in the Senate and the Republicans in the House. I believe we can have a good, fulsome conversation on this, and I'm looking forward to just that in the coming weeks.
Governor Tom Wolf, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin. It's nice to be with you.
Governor Tom Wolf speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.